Hi, welcome to The Medicine Show. This is a variety show broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter, and hopefully some insight. I'm DJ Paleface Jason Lawrence with DJ Ali Baba Ghazani. And tonight we have a guest, Buckman Co., who has just returned from bringing winter supplies to the water protectors protesting the Dakota Access Pipeline on CITR.ca 101.9 FM in Vancouver from Coast Salish Territory on Musqueam land. Vancouver was founded on the traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. These territories were never ceded through treaty, war, or surrender. We'd like to give thanks to the local Indigenous people for standing up for righteousness in very difficult circumstances repeatedly. Thank you humbly. You're listening to Kutapira with Rusalina Soda. Tonight's prescription is learn what hashtag no DAPL means. That's number sign or pound sign followed by N-O-D-A-P-L. It's one way to become more informed online about the protesters to the North Dakota Access Pipeline. They are known as water protectors. So, I'm just going to give you a brief introduction to what is that. I know a lot of people already know what's going on, but I'm going to do a quick rundown just to catch up, because surprisingly, a lot of people have told me that they don't even know what's happening. So, I know a lot of you do, but here's the brief rundown. So, I'm going to start from the 1960s. The Army Corps of Engineers and the Water and the Army Corps of Engineers and the Bureau of Reclamation built five large dams on the Missouri River and implemented the Pick-Sloan Missouri Basin Program, forcing Native Americans to relocate from flooded areas. Over 200,000 acres on the Standing Rock Reservation and the Cheyenne River Reservation in South Dakota. I hope I'm not getting this wrong here. Excuse me. We're flooded by the Ohe Dam alone. The towns were submerged under Lake Oahe. On April 1st, 2016, an elder named LaDonna Brave Bull Allard from the Standing Rock Sioux tribe and her grandchildren established the sacred camp to protest the sacred stone camp to protest the Dakota Access Pipeline. Protests at the pipeline site in North Dakota began in the spring of 2016 and drew Indigenous people from throughout North America as well as many other supporters, creating the largest gathering of Native tribes in the past 100 years of American history. Criticism has been directed at the social media website Facebook for assisting the local authorities in censoring the protesters. And some claim that Twitter and other online information sources are doing the same. The pipeline, which goes from North Dakota to Illinois, the activists argue would jeopardize the water source of the reservation and the Missouri River, a source of drinking water for several American states. By late September, it was reported that there were over 300 federally recognized Native American tribes and an estimated 3,000 to 4,000 pipeline resistance supporters residing in the camp, with several thousand more on weekends. On September 3, 2016, the Dakota Access Pipeline brought in a private security firm. The company used bulldozers to dig up part of the pipeline route that contained possible native graves and burial artifacts. When unarmed protesters moved near the bulldozers, the guards used pepper spray and guard dogs to protect the site they were told to guard. People have also been put in dog cages. So, as of late September 2016, major U.S. broadcasts, news outlets have given scant attention to the Standing Rock protests. Even after a video was aired on a documentary Democracy Now, showing Dakota Access guard dogs with bloody mouths after attacking protesters, Democracy Now! Journalist Amy Goodman filmed the incident following the publishing of her video. The North Dakota North Dakota police issued an arrest warrant under accusations of criminal trespass. Goodman responded, "This is an unacceptable violation of freedom of the press." And already this week, the temperature has dropped significantly, sometimes as low as minus 2 Celsius during the night. So one problem organizers face when winterizing the community is that they are prohibited from building permanent structures on the land, and there is debate about ownership. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says it's their land, but the Sioux tribe claims that the land rightfully belongs to them under the 1851 Laramie Treaty. So this U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is the same one that built the same body that built the five large dams on the Missouri River back in the 1960s and flooded the land. So Buckman Coe, who's here with us tonight, came back from North Dakota, and he brought a bunch of winter supplies for these people, and he's going to sing us some music, help us get a little bit more informed and talk about the situation. Welcome, Buckman Coe. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me back.
Absolutely. Well, Buckman Coe, in case you don't know, does roots music with a global world beat, drawing from soul, folk, Americana, rock, reggae. Buckman Coe performs uplifting and conscious music for the people. His recent release, Mama Ka'aina, a Hawaiian phrase meaning respect the land and live in harmony, is a gorgeous and downright infectious manifestation of the artist's spiritual nature and passion for social justice. Coe creates the music celebrating the awakening of social consciousness and global unity. Him and his band's lively performances have established them as a festival favorite along the Pacific Northwest and internationally, Australia, Asia, U.S., Canada, etc., etc. So, with all that said, let's move on. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
How was your trip to North Dakota?
It was incredible. It was shorter than I would have liked, but you know, the crew that we went down with, we had that window. We decided to take it. We mobilized a lot of donations, winter donations, and made our way, and spent about seven days at the camp, and took part in a few actions, and got a sense of the place, and it's interesting to be back. You know, it was kind of sad to be leaving the place, and you know, kind of felt a bit guilty of just being there for a week. While things are really heating up, but kind of also being bolstered by the fact that there's a lot of actions and a lot of fundraisers happening here in Vancouver. So that's me kind of excited to be involved in as well.
It sounds like an incredible thing to be involved in the first place. And like, as we were discussing before the show, is that a lot of people are sort of limited by budget and availability and working that they, even people who want to go there, are unable to attend.
Yeah.
So actually what I was trying to focus on this show is this is a medicinal show to uplift people's spirits, and giving is really a good way of, you know, it's a really positive thing to do. And what you've done is very practical. You know, helping with winter supplies. So you were telling me about you drove down there with your car full and a container on top of the car. What did you bring?
Well, basically we gathered as many of really warm, warm winter clothes. And I think we were really helped out because a friend of ours, Vanessa Fors, works for Helly Hansen, and she gave us about 3 grams worth of boots and jackets. Which we brought down. And they have a lot of winter gear. They have a lot of things down there. But we had like such good stuff that we went down, and we decided that we would actually develop personal relationships before we just giving them into like the main donation area. Because they had a lot of good stuff that we didn't want weekend warriors to go into that and pick up like the really warm stuff that, you know, we wanted mostly indigenous folks who are staying the long haul to get that gear. So that's what we did. And that was really, you know, if that felt right and felt, yeah, it felt really good and worthwhile going. And we also really wanted to be there for actions as well. So
yeah. And did you meet the LaDonna Brave Bull Allard? Did you meet this lady who started the camp?
I did not meet her
grandchildren.
I did not meet her.
Okay, so I mean, I guess I saw the video you did. There's quite a few people there.
That was the second action that we went on. We went to the site where they DAPL had a lot of their kind of their construction site. So we went there, and the one thing that is pretty incredible about this place is they've been saying that they're water protectors, and they are. And the one of the things that makes it so powerful is that it's based on prayer. Everything's based on prayer. So they've got this no drug and alcohol kind of rule there. That's kind of in the protocols there.
Right.
And a lot of the actions always begin with prayer. And that's where, you know, and indigenous voices are really forwarded there and made to, you know, takes kind of center stage, which is important. You know, this is an indigenous led movement, and we're going there as allies. And that's important. I think most people realize that. And, you know, there is a little bit of room for wiggle room for people to grow and to learn that. And people get it. You know, we're kind of in the early phases of decolonizing ourselves and our minds. So, so it was impressive. There was that the video that you posted on the Facebook page was one that we went to. I think it was last Saturday, and they always begin with prayer. There's always songs. There's always elders who are speaking and really holding the space there. And despite the reports of all the violence from police and the intimidation, which we saw a lot of the intimidation, not necessarily terrible violence. We were lucky that we didn't catch any of that. There is still an incredible amount of forgiveness and understanding that these people, these police, are actually, you know, they're wounded too, and they're hurting too, and you know, they're trying to just do their jobs. But you know, to inflict like violence on elders and be shooting people with rubber bullets and all of that is, you know, that's a deep, painful place like within them, deep in there. Even if
it's unimaginable. I mean,
yeah,
I can't believe that humans actually have that much lack of like heart.
Mm-hmm.
And so as a matter of contributing, a prayer is a really good place to start because it's of great value and adds to those prayers.
Mm-hmm.
And so one thing I like to encourage is that people pray for the hearts of those who are the enforcers of law,
mm-hmm.
and the makers of law, so that they have a deeper feeling in their heart as well, because they are affecting the situation and they're dealing front lines with these people.
Yeah, and absolutely. I mean, it's not always the case that that these people are necessarily bad people, like, you know, and that's not just something that a lot of people there are actually like, no, they are, we don't like them, they're terrible. And there's people who have some realization, like most often at the few actions we were at, people are like saying to the police, yelling to the police, hey, we love you, we are all human, and we're doing this not just for ourselves, we're doing this for you and your mm-hmm. children, your children's drinking water.
Right. Because
like the drinking water that's going to be fixed.
It's
three states, you know, over 8 million people's drinking water. And, you know, the original route of the pipeline went by Bismarck, which is the state capital. And we had another action there. And, of course, you know, they didn't want it, so they moved it closer to the reservation, and which is kind of a typical thing where, native lives are not as valued. But, I know you wanted to keep on the positive here. So there have been some developments really down there. The spirit of the place is incredible. So I'll just give just a little insight. Like every morning we wake up at about 6:30, and there's a guy who'd jump on like the mic, and he had this most like beautiful, soothing, like sing-song voice and be like,
They're like, relatives, relatives of Standing Rock, it's time to get up. There's a black snake to fight. You know? And he would hold fort all day. And, you know, would it was actually incredible for morale. And and throughout the day, there was always indigenous songs. And the mic was only open to indigenous voices. So, which I was really glad. Like, it didn't turn into some sort of, you know, kind of hippie sing-along, you know, open mic thing, which could be... You know, could be terrible. You know, it could be really awful.
Now, don't throw that hippie word around too easily.
Then. I'm sorry. You know, like it's really good that you know, the songs that were mostly were traditional songs and from indigenous people all over. So it was beautiful, and they would go really late, and that really kept the vibe of the place up. And they're really committed to it being a peaceful, prayerful place. And recent, so here are the recent developments that are going on. So Army Corps of Engineers have asked that DAPL stop, the Energy Transfer Partnership stops, and you know, because there hasn't been enough consultation.
Right.
DAPL has turned around and is suing the Army Corps, and so the Army Corps. You know, that is kind of like declaring slightly war on the Army Corps, and they want to continue because they have contracts that they had signed like 2 years ago, 3 years ago, like a couple years ago. And are you all right, buddy? Oh man,
we want everybody to survive this podcast.
Somebody get this guy some Ricola.
Yeah. So. Please, excuse me.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So, yeah, basically, they are under the gun. DAPL are under the gun. And it's very unlikely that they're going to be able to get it done by January 1st. So things are actually looking pretty good that this black snake is not going to make it across Lake Ohi, and, you know, which was Lake the Missouri River. So things are looking pretty good. The biggest bank in Norway has withdrawn its investments. And so things are looking a little bit dire. And they've already lost, they say they've already lost something like $100 million because of this delay. So things are looking pretty dire for them. They are going to try to push it through. And you know, when we arrived there, Trump had just won like the election that night. And then the morning, people were pretty scared because for a number of reasons, like Trump is actually personally invested in that pipeline.
Yeah, he's got a lot of money. I was looking at his financial profile. He's got invested a lot of this stuff.
Mm-hmm. So people are worried about that because he wants to greenlight all that, and he's a climate change denier.
Just got elected.
Yeah, but it's actually going to be a lot harder for him to just overturn federal regulations. It's not like he can just say turn that over. It's going to take some time. So the longer that things are, you know. Time is kind of running out for DAPL. People are going to be reneging on contracts. So things, that's been the kind of, some of the articles that are coming out that kind of have a little bit of positive light that we might be able to stop
you know,
this.
Reuben George is like a legal activist here from the Tsleil-Waututh Nation.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, I saw him on doing a story, being interviewed on the CBC, and he was talking about that he had won 97% of his court cases because what they did is they traveled across the country documenting all these facts and this information, compiled a 2,000-page document that was like full of facts from the scientific community, legal documents and stuff, and it was a very effective approach to fighting that they were actually able to shut down the some of the projects, building some of the pipelines and some of the projects here from, I don't want to quote, like, you know, which exact company it was because I'm in fear of being wrong, but I like that approach, and I think that, like you said, there is hope for, you know, going forward with...
Mm-hmm.
And I did see another really positive thing. I saw a police officer. This is one of the videos. I saw another one of them. This officer's in the middle of a big line dance, and he's like the round dance style, And he's like going side by side, hand in hand with a bunch of the protesters.
This is down in North Dakota?
Well, it was, I don't want to quote exactly what it was, but it was related to the story. And so it was the officer was supporting the movement himself. Mm-hmm. And like you said, they are not
all bad. They actually have people who have turned their badges in. And some had done that. When we were down there, a couple of the guys I was with, Scotty Vigu, who is part of Disco Funeral, and then my buddy Kyle Mateo was there. But Scotty was talking to an elder who had seen when the police had pulled the elders out of water ceremony, out of like the water prayer ceremony, and dragged them, that some police, other police had seen this, and they were so disgusted by this, they actually like put down their badges right there and then, and were sort of, refused to be a part of that.
How are we doing for time? What time is it now? What time is it there?
What time is it there? I think it's 11:30.
It's 11:25.
We're going to take a commercial break. Have you got these commercials queued up yet?
Yes, exactly, for sure.
Okay, and we're going to come back with Buckman Coe. He's going to play some music. We're going to talk about some ways that you, too, can contribute and some ideas that we were discussing before. We'll be right back on CITR. Are we ready to go with these?
Hi, you're right listening to CITR. My name is Paula, and this is Pride Facts. I have some info on same-sex marriage around the world. There are 200 countries in the world, and as of 2016, only 23 have legally recognized same-sex marriage. The first country to introduce equal marriage was the Netherlands in 2000. 10 years later was Argentina, followed by Uruguay and Brazil in 2013, and Colombia in 2016. In Europe, same-sex marriage legislation varies from country to country. Denmark was the first country in the world to give legal recognition to same-sex couples in the form of domestic partnerships in 1989. Ireland, formerly known as one of the most conservative and religious countries in Europe, voted for the legalization of same-sex marriage through a public referendum in 2015. Same-sex marriage remains illegal in most Eastern European countries, and they don't recognize same-sex civil unions. Canada passed the Civil Marriage Act recognizing equal marriage nationwide in 2005. The trend towards equal marriage legislation since the year 2000 is cause for much optimism. However, same-sex marriage is still illegal in most of the world, so the fight for marriage equality continues. Happy Pride, everyone.
Start living. Start listening. From features through music to news, reflecting your views, this is
CYTR's thing.
CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Vancouver, UBC.
Accelerated program.
Accelerated programming since 1937.
That's the sound of a goal scored in goalball, a Paralympic sport designed for the blind and supported by UBC Vision Health volunteers. Players rely on their sense of hearing and touch rather than sight to play this fast-paced sport. Learn how you can play goalball or get involved in other fun and meaningful volunteer opportunities supporting the blind and visually impaired community with UBC Vision Health volunteers.
Get trained to work one-on-one with an individual or with a group through our music therapy program and other volunteer programs. Participate in events spreading awareness about vision health and blindness.
Join UBC Vision Health volunteers through our Facebook page or email us at visionhealthvolunteers@gmail.com.
Now repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod. Bugger off, you bloody sod. Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday, from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
And we're back on The Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter. Our guest tonight is Buckman Coe, and we're talking about the DAPL. Dakota Access Pipeline, that is. And so If you're having any problems with your radio, feel free to give me a call at 604-879-1949. We're on CITR.ca. I did hear a message that there was a little bit of an echo on somebody's. So feel free to check us out on Facebook as well at Vancouver Medicine Show or on Twitter at Van Medicine Show and let us know how we're doing. So, Rick.
Yes, brother.
So why don't we listen to some music and then we'll talk about more about how people can contribute, and because you had some brilliant ideas about some alternative things that people are not necessarily thinking about how to contribute.
Oh no, they're pretty kind of mainstream and out there. You just gotta, they're just, you know, just kind of separating the wheat from the chaff. That's all.
Yeah. Good for you for mentioning this. I, that's one thing that you and I sometimes we. No, the people got to know, and you're like, it's obvious.
Well, yeah, yeah. I got some ideas. It's okay. It's not okay. Rocket science.
So you wrote a new song?
I did write a new song. This is just yesterday. I just wrote this yesterday. And it was kind of, you know, the whole process of going down there, you know, it was about being an ally, you know, and there's this whole process of decolonization. So I was always wondering what that meant. I wonder if that meant that we all had to leave, you know, but people are here. People are being welcomed. You know, there was a thing that was just recently I think it was a tribal council, a big tribal council had given amnesty to all the several hundred million undocumented white people in the Americas, which is kind of funny. But, you know, so we're allowed to be here, but you have to be an ally. And, you know, the process of decolonization is something that this song kind of addresses. And so this is the song that I wrote. It's not so much about going to Standing Rock, but here it is. Here it is.
Thank you. Oh, and I'm making good use of the airwaves to take a 2 seconds out to say this is Buck McCoe on The Medicine Show.
Well, I've been trying to decolonize my mind. It may take time, but I promise I will start to shine a light on the darkest corners of my heart, to unlearn the oppressive ideologies and learn that we are embedded in society. I may not realize, but it's there, yes it is. For the streets may be clean and the billboard signs I need. Below the surface, there's blood and grease. Cause I'm assessed here on indigenous soil. My brother, you've been a gracious host, and I'll do my best to earn my keep. And my sister, I'll do all that I can to defend thee from the misogyny. But da da na, I know, da da na, I choose. I choose possibility. Bada na, I know. Bada na, I see. Bada, I choose possibility. And these countries have been built on the backs of us all, especially the natives and the indentured and the slave. So this process of decolonization is for one and all. Even the oppressed may have internalized the hate. And moving forward's gonna be messy, and there's a hunger that gnaws. But we are rich, for there are lessons for us all. Now we'll learn to be an ally now, and forward the voices of the elders and the land. And to appropriate is not appropriate, but there's a line that's fine, and some which is right, we will be there in a field. And I can feel the sunshine on the faces now, and the tears will dry, and we will be room to laugh. But not at night, I know. Da da da, I see. Da da, I choose possibility. Ba da da, I know.
that I see that I love possibility. But I know, but I see, but I choose possibility. I've been trying to decolonize my mind. This may take time, but I promise I will start.
Thank you. Buckman
Co.
on the Medicine Show.
Yeah, brand spanking new.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so that's, you know, about the process of decolonizing and, you know, kind of, it's kind of uncovering all that sort of hidden sort of ideologies of separation and hate and, you know, that are kind of like in there because we don't even realize, you know, and it's really about catching yourself and learning about the land that you're on and knowing what your front lines are and, you know, and knowing what the indigenous people of the territory that you're on, who they are, what their history is, and becoming, learning and being open to, you know, being friends and doing what you can, you know. So, yeah, there's all sorts of ways. And, you know, one of the big things that I felt when going down to Standing Rock was not just about, you know, heading down there and forgetting about front lines here in BC, but remembering that that's all part of the same struggle, you know, that's all a part of forwarding Indigenous rights and values and this battle to protect the earth and to deal with climate change in particular. So so there's a bunch of things that we wanted to move on to ways that people can help.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we were discussing the different camps, and
yeah,
you were saying that there's one that's getting more attention than the other.
Yeah, one of them has a lot more of social media and online presence, and they've done a much better and earlier job of fundraising, and that's a Sacred Stone camp. And I didn't go to that one. I went to Ocheti Sakowin camp. And that one is the one where the most people are gathered, that more of the thousands of people are gathered to support Standing Rock. And they have sort of the most needs. And that's often where most of the actions are coming from.
Okay.
There's also a couple other ones. There's Rosebud, which is a little bit more spiritual. And this Rosebud and Sacred Stone Camp are on the reservation, and they're actually building structures. Ocheti Sakowin is on leased rancher land.
Okay, so Ocheti Sakowin.
Yeah, Sakowin. Ocheti Sakowin. So that one, probably, I'll spell it out for you really slowly.
That'd be nice.
OCETISAKOWIN camp.org. That's the one that I recommend that you check out. And any donations that you want to send, I would send to that one or to the Legal Defense Fund of Standing Rock. And so just, you know, look that up. I think that's on the Ocheti Sakowin Camp website.
Uh-huh.
We should probably post something like on your Facebook page,
okay,
that link.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, and, you know, there are other camps. There's the Red Warrior Camp. Those folks are kind of, they have two small camps, one inside Sacred Stone Camp and one inside Ocheti Sakowin. And a little bit more kind of, how would I put it? Maybe a little bit more aggressive, direct action coming from them. And often I feel the sentiment has been that, you know, the people of Ocheti Sakowin who are kind of moderate, having to moderate them a little bit. That said, you know, the goal is all the same, to stop the black snake, which is actually a prophecy that came from a couple hundred years ago from one of the Sioux elders or prophets who'd said that there would be this black snake that would try to cross the land, and that if it crossed this river, it would spell the end of the world as we know it. And, you know, now we have this pipeline trying to go under the river. It's pretty amazing of the coming true of this prophecy. So what I would recommend if people really want to help, I personally think that you should contribute to the legal defense fund of Standing Rock or to Ocheti Sakowin. I think Sacred Stone Cam have received a lot of donations ready, and Ocheti Sakowin kind of needs a lot. There are a lot of people going down, and even from Vancouver here, there's been a flood. Apparently, there's been even more people, even though the temperatures are dropping, more people each day. Like, so people are actually amping up and coming down, which is pretty interesting. I would say that, you know, financial donations are probably the best, because they're needing to winterize things. And if they're just, they don't need clothes. Like, a lot of people, they had to get rid of a lot of clothes because people are like donating summer clothes. They need like winter stuff, like really serious winter clothes. Like,
you know, very cold there.
Yeah, you're going to, those are the things that were the most useful. So, and they also need, they're needing things like plywood and 2x4s to winterize things. And, you know, it's much easier for them to just take money and get the specific supplies they need. If you are going down and you have the ability to build stuff, bring your tools.
Right.
You know, if you should probably bring stuff that would help in winter situations, like, you know, things to get people out of, you know, when cars are stuck, or shovels, wood stoves. If you have stoves or you want to invest in a stove and bring it down, or materials, they do have a winterization group, which we were helping out a little bit. They're building J stoves and rocket stoves, and those are things like pipes and bricks. So, you know, if you know those, if you know how to make those things, bring stuff to make those, or just give them money so they can buy the stuff to make them. People are, they have a lot of food donations, but it is really good to go down and bring food to the camp. They feed a ton of people, and the food is really good. There's a lot of good food that comes in. It's, you know, you might be tempted just, you know, they say on the, even on the website that they, you know, be prepared to, you know, feed yourself. And that is a good thing generally, but the kitchen is so efficient. There's several kitchens and the food is really good. It's probably more efficient just to provide them with a lot of food and help out.
Contribute the kitchens.
Yeah, contribute to the kitchens and help out in the kitchens. If you're a chef, go and help out in the kitchen and cook a meal, spend the whole day there, or help prep or help serve. There's a volunteer tent, help out there. And I urge people to go on actions. You don't need to be the ones going right to the sites. The actions that we went on, we were like, look, we're not arrestable. We're from Canada, and we don't want to like mess up our ability to come back into the States, because and then have to come back several months later to go to court, you know. And who knows how these things are going to go? Sometimes these things get totally thrown out, the charges. And but if you want to go, really do consider on actually going on actions. You don't need to go to the ones that are very highly arrestable. So there's often multiple actions that happen each day, often actions that are, you know, diverting police and attention away from something that's maybe more stopping construction. So those ones maybe aren't as glamorous, but they're really important. So I really urge that.
You know, I have a bit of an ignorant question. This is all about water. Is there a lot of drinkable water there right now as it is?
There is a truck there that filters water. That's a good point. You should bring water. That would be good. There is water there, though. There's somebody who has come, and the gift he's bringing is bringing water and filtering water, and it's very good drinking water. So, you know, there is that. There's coffee all the time. There's water to be had, and hot water. But yeah, that would be a good thing to bring if you have the ability to. We brought water and, you know, ended up leaving it there with friends because they needed, you know. But right. There's water there for sure.
And so I guess you heard my introduction. How much of that, was it pretty well accurate? And the one thing I'm curious about is the structural. Are they not allowed to build permanent structures there? What's that situation like?
On Ocheti Sakowin, that camp, because it's off the reservation, they are not allowed to build permanent structures. What makes something actually super permanent is debatable. So Yeah, they aren't building like schools or like how like in the Sacred Stone Camp in Rosebud, they are building more permanent structures, but they are winterizing things. You know, they're putting floors down and they've built like huts for the security there at the gates. Yeah, so there is there's a real need for people to come down and be prepared to. The support and construction and whatever talents that you have.
Well, at 20 after and 40 after, we have to pause for a commercial break.
No, actually, I'm going to play the music. It's from Jeff Beck and Rod Stewart. It's the name of the people. Get ready.
Okay. We'll be right back on the Medicine Show after this song.
Yes, here you go.
Thank you.
was Rod Stewart, Jeff Beck.
Yes.
On the Medicine Show. So, do you want to sing another song?
Sure.
I'd like to hear a little bit of live music before we go back into discussing the situation.
All right. If you don't mind. We're on this kind of little protest music here.
You know,
this,
it's picking up your guitar very nicely if you really? Want to bring it up a little.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so we're listening to Bachman Co. on The Medicine Show, CITR.
This song I wrote about the need to go down to the front line being called. And if you're called to go to any front line, whether it's here in BC or whether it's Standing Rock, listen to that call. Listen to that call within you.
What is left with every passing generation? Wonder what'll be left to pass on when we go. So I stand for the remnants of the gray woods. So I stand for the water that flows. It's getting down to the wire. Gotta get myself down to the front lines. Getting down to the wire. Gotta get myself down to the front lines. Whoa. You are my blood, you are my lungs, you are my senses. And I was born in your garden. We let live so we can live from the life she gives. Down your axe, I beg your pardon. It's getting down to the wire. Gotta get myself down to the front lines. It's getting down to the wire. Gotta get myself down to the front lines. Whoa, whoa. This is a church for all. This is a sanctuary. I've already gone too far. Won't you show mercy? Please don't you loose your hounds. Bring your injunctions down. This ain't no gold rush town. Let you live this down. It's getting down to the wire. Gotta get myself down to the front line. It's getting down to the wire. Gotta get myself down to the front lines. Whoa. Gone, it's gone for good forever, but not for the good of many. I don't begrudge the work that some may need for family, but surely there are better ways for all of us to prosper. It's getting down to the wire. Gotta get myself down to the front lines. It's getting down to the wire. Gotta get myself down to the front lines. Whoa.
That's Bachman Co. on The Medicine Show. Broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver on Coast Salish unceded territory land. So, where are we here? Do you want to... we're going to play a song.
Yeah.
Tribe Called Red has done a song with Buffy St. Marie. And it's called Working for the Government. We'll be right back on The Medicine Show in just a moment.
he'd never feel a thing. He'd see right through it, Jolly. Working for the government. High places, low places, man of influence. Mr. Invisible. He's working for the government. Hot war, cold war, money and gun. It's all the same to him. He's working for the government. Your country, my country, gun for hire. Your mercenary 101. He's working for the government.
We just played Velvet Dinosaurs and their latest hit, Eating the Plate. Now, let's go to the phones and hear what you have to say. Go ahead, caller, you're on the line.
Smash the dirty red scum! Take him in the teeth,
Really?
Kill!
That's really
kill! Bad. Kill! Filthy bastard tummy! I hate him! I hate
him! Well, You know, maybe you should relax a little bit. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
This is my life. I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I shit.
Breakfast with the Browns.
So whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
I can't wait to impress my friends with my astounding knowledge of cool.
Join your favorite Brownsters and tune in and listen to the best selection of down-tempo electropop lounge core.
Strictly Squaresville.
Remember, subtle, basic, brown.
Breakfast with the Browns
on CITR 101.9 FM every Monday morning
from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
The older I get, the more life starts to make sense, and the less I care.
Now we're riding the rainbow, the clouds big, and we're making it like young. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville, and we're making it like you. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville, and we're making
it. You know, you can give 100 examples of what it isn't, but you, man, you're going to have a hell of a time saying what it is.
We are back. Manson microphone. There we go. We're all back on the Medicine Show with Buckman Co.
Yes.
And Ali Ghazani.
Going to play the song from the Buckman Co. The Trail of Light. You want something about this one?
Yeah. This one's for a dear brother in our community who passed away at a young age. But he did an incredible job of just living a beautiful light life, light filled life. So this song is dedicated to him, Daniel Resmer. This song goes out to him. In the spirit of that light, I wanted to speak about some amazing events that are happening here for Standing Rock. Is now a good time?
Now is a good time, and I just want to do a quick shout out to Damon Hanley, who's holding his event down at the Eternal Abundance event.
Yeah, I was going to.
So you can go ahead with. Are you going to do that one as well?
Yeah, I was going to just list all of them.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So, yeah, big ups to Damon John Hanley for getting me onto the show and booking that show tomorrow. But we're going to start the
in a total chronological thing. So we got tomorrow, they got the Stop Kinder Morgan rally that is at Vancouver City Hall. That's from 12 o'clock to 3:30. I'm going to be actually playing at 12 o'clock, opening things up. And there's going to be Indigenous elders, Grand Chief Stuart Phillip, Mayor Gregor Robertson is going to be playing, and Chief Ian Campbell, Audrey Siegel, and Cedar Parker, Elizabeth May. It's going to be an incredible thing, so be sure to be there. This is our front line. This one is also in solidarity with Standing Rock. So that's the first thing. And tomorrow night, I will be playing at the Eternal Abundance. That'll be a solo show. I'll be playing with Costa Man. That's on Commercial Drive. So there are a lot of Standing Rock events happening. And we should post all of these to the Facebook page. You can find them on my Facebook page as well, Buckman Co. This one is on November 25th to 27th. This is the Banding Together for Standing Rock. And these are a bunch of benefits helping sending people down there. So these are going to be happening the Longhouse Ministry, 2595 Franklin Street. So yeah, this is a bunch of different ones. So you better just check this on our websites, Facebook pages. And then on the 29th, so next Tuesday, is that next Tuesday? Or is that the following Tuesday? That's the following Tuesday. This will be at Calabash. It's called the Van City Stand-Up. And there's going to be some great music there. I'm also going to be playing at that. It's going to be mostly a hip-hop night. So that one's really good. That's at Calabash on the 29th. And then this is what's really cool is there's a whole bunch of different communities that are putting on fundraisers. So you're getting all different sort of people who are putting on shows, different sort of communities within Vancouver. This one's December 2nd. This is the Rock Show in Solidarity with Standing Rock. And this is going to be at Red Gates. And this is a six-band show. So I highly recommend that you check that one out. Let's see what else here. What have we got? Yeah, those are the ones that I know of, and there are probably more. There are caravans going down in the middle of December. So if you feel called, put the feelers out there. It just kind of happens when you put the feelers out there, the door will open. I've got a big band show coming up on December 9th at Blue Light Studio. This is going to be a live video performance. It's going to be super fun. It's limited tickets. It's going to sell out.
What does that mean, live video performance? How does that work?
So that means that they're going to film it, and it's going to be professionally audio recorded at Blue Light Studio, which is like a recording studio. And they've been doing a bunch of these, and they sound and look great. It's a really fun night. Yeah, so check my website or my Facebook page, Buckman Co. You have to buy tickets on Eventbrite. They will sell out, so it's a limited thing. It's going to be super fun.
Nice.
So those are the things, you know. These are ways you can. A bunch of those were Standing Rock events. So help out if you can't go to these things. Support these shows. Send funds. And like you had mentioned, like when we talked about Leonard Peltier, that's, you know, sometimes there's all these like GoFundMe things, and they're not actually by the people down there. And sometimes, not to say that they are fraudulent, some people are raising money so they can buy tents, and that's fine. And there are fundraisers, and they're like, but you know, maybe it's best to send it directly to the source, unless you know friends who are like, I am going to buy tents, and you know that that person is reliable. I would say
Do
your research and donate to. I would recommend that you donate to Ocheti Sakowin Camp, and we'll put that on my Facebook page and on your Facebook page.
Yes.
Or the Legal Fund, the Standing Rock Legal Defense Fund.
We will do some follow-up work after this show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. That's absolutely good medicine.
Absolutely. Thank you. And so next.
That's it. You want to hear a song?
I do.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear one song, and then I want to go back to that other song that we were discussing.
Yes, for sure.
Okay. What are you going to sing for us?
Let's see here. I was kind of wanting to play like this new song. I just kind of feel like playing new songs. I know you wanted to hear Love is Eternal, but I don't have my capo with me.
No, that's all right. That's all right. It's just one of my favorites. It's okay. Right?
Sorry to break your heart.
That's all right. I'll live through it.
Ba-da-da-ba, ba-ba, you'll know it deep in your heart. And you can't hide it from yourself. You know yourself too well. Life's too short to not get what you want. You're a slave to the system, you're a child of God. Seek and you'll find all the answers you need. Life is a blessing, you better find out just what it is. And that brings you closer to your bliss. You better find out just what you need if you really wanna be free. Ba da da ba ba ba, you know it deep in your heart. You can hide it from yourself. You know yourself way too well. Life is precious, gonna spend mine with you. You are a vision to show me the truth. Without each other, life is a bust. So let's get together and live with every breath that's left in me. I keep singing until we sleep. You better find out just what it is that brings you closer to your bliss. Ba da da ba ba ba, you know it deep in your heart. And you can't hide it from yourself. You know yourself way too well. Ba da da ba ba ba, you know it deep in your heart. Ba ba, you can't hide it from yourself. You know yourself way too well. Ba da da ba 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 ba.
Wow!
All right, that's so nice.
Amazing show.
Thanks, guys.
Well, my. Are you gonna do? Is that a new song?
New songs. I'm just busting out some new songs for y'all.
Damn, yeah. That was really like funky and like.
Yeah, I've been discovering my jazz chords.
Laying down the funk, brothers. Okay, so. I really want to hear this other song by Buffy St. Marie, and it's okay. Go down, scroll down. We're working through the script slowly. Go down to the next one. There we go. Here is again. There you go. We go. This is Buffy St. Marie. Whoops. It's called No No Keshegesh. We'll be right back on The Medicine Show.
I never saw so many business suits. Never knew a dollar sign could look so cute. Never knew a junkie with a money Jones. They singing, who's selling Park Place? Who's buying Boardwalk? Talk about
That is Dick Valentine from Electric Six. You're listening to CITR 101.9, University of British Columbia.
Okay, we're back on the Medicine Show with Buckman Co. and DJ Alibaba Ghazani. We're coming up in a few minutes with the late show with DJ Ray, and he'll be playing some drum and bass all night long. So just wanted to mention that in case I forget. But so Buckman Co., Rick, would you like to leave us with some final thoughts of the situation, and what do you think is the future of the situation, or how?
Yeah, well, I think that going down for me was very special and inspiring to see something so big, you know, that has really had a bit of a media blackout, but the this modern era that we can actually share stuff outside of the mainstream media and have things stories actually told has been inspiring, and being there and seeing something that is so powerfully indigenously led has been huge. And I think the future of this whole movement and this battle to uplift and forward indigenous voices and lives and reach some sort of justice socially and environmentally, this is a huge step forward, and I think will inspire frontline communities and communities worldwide. And so to me, that is exciting, even though things are dire with Trump becoming president, with Trudeau going back on all his promises. I think what is huge is the community that's come together and the kind of solidarity that is coming between Native and non-Native people. And so I feel that is very positive. And to see friends in our community here just really rallying around that is really heartwarming, and people feel it and are really inspired to help. And I think one thing I urge is to also remember your front lines here. And so those front lines are the Unist'ot'en community, the Leelu Island Fighting Patronus and LNG, Peace River Valley, you know, it's the Sacred Headwaters, the Athabasca Chippewayan still dealing with the tar sands in Alberta. These are our front lines, and we can't forget them. And I think the way forward is seeing it as these are all front lines, and they're all connected. And we're stronger when we see it like that, and we have solidarity between that. And I think that's the way forward.
Excellent. How about one more song to take us out? Any shout outs to anybody that's?
Oh man. This is a shout out to Neil Young. He was there on Saturday, but I didn't see him. They said he was he did an epic concert on his 71st birthday. He was wandering around with an acoustic guitar. I missed
Good
him.
For
I
went, him.
I know it was awesome, but I did not see him.
Shout outs, Neil.
Yeah, but
what's this song?
I'm gonna just this is a little love song. I'm gonna play a little love song. This is another new one for you. Song's called
Don't
Thank
be shy
you.
With that microphone. I tell you, it's mostly effective
mostly
with you.
Yeah. On the voice, you can hear enough guitar?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Lean right into it.
All right. So this song's called Thank You.
Why don't you clear your day? Let's do nothing but eat and make love. Cause life's too short to not use all your sick days. Call and say you're coming out with something. You don't have to tell them that something is me. Whoa, I really want to thank you, girl, if you kind of send your curvature. I know I'm making overtures. I want to thank you in the best way I know how. Really wanna show you why. world shines brighter through your eyes. And I don't want to waste no time. Want to thank you in the best way I know how. So don't you pull away. Seeing you got a busy, busy day. Cause love is work. And we got to do some overtime. Girl, you won't know what you're missing. I've got a fever and that fever's for you. Let me tell you, baby. I really want to thank you, girl. You're kind of seeing your curvature. No, I'm making overtures. I wanna thank you in the best way I know how. Really wanna show you why. World shines brighter through your eyes. And I don't wanna waste no time. Wanna thank you in the best way I know how. I want you to know how much I love your skin. I'll draw a hot band for us to begin. Kiss your sweet face as I wash your hair. Warm and I'll treat you like I got it to in your curvature. No, I'm making overtures. Wanna thank you in the best way I know how. Really wanna show you why. World shines brighter through your eyes. And I don't wanna waste no time. Wanna thank you in the best way I know how. Oh, 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 oh.
Minko on the Medicine Show.
Thanks for having me again. It's a little love song for y'all.
All right. That comes to a close. And we want to start out giving thanks. Go ahead there. Ali is going to... he's going to do the... start this song. Check out the lyrics first and then do the... turn it up a little.
Is gonna blow us up to bitty bitty kingdom come. There are some crazy rulers, they hide and try to fool us with demonic technologic willingness to harm. They're gonna push the button, push the button.
Okay, push let's give thanks. Turn that down a little bit. Okay. Go we want to go out with a bit with a humorous ending.
Yeah, that's good. Push the button.
Okay, ready?
Right.
Go ahead, you can do it. Learn about the hashtag so you can do a little bit of research on the pipeline yourself. So what's the hashtag?
Hashtag no dapple.
Oh, okay. No dapple. So it's like # NODAPL.
Yeah. Oh, one little funny thing. When we were at Ocheti Sakowin camp, every day there was pretty much the dessert was no dapple crisp. And it was delicious. There's a lot of humor there. You know, there's a lot of humor and good spirits there. So keep the good spirits up. And, so give thanks to all the water protectors and land defenders out there, to our indigenous brothers and sisters all over the world, and particularly right now at this moment in North Dakota, inspiring the whole entire world here to stand up and be in peaceful prayer and defend this land.
Let's see how fast you can do this. Go ahead.
So every Friday night from 11 to 12:30, the Medicine Show is broadcasting clean energy with live music and laughter on CITR 101.9 FM from unceded territory on Moss Green land. I'm DJ Ali Baba, Ali Ghazani, and Jason Lawrence. Let's give thanks to the maker. Thank you to our special guest tonight is Bakumenko.
Bakumenko, and also all of the water protectors around the world.
Yes. And thank your family, your parents, our civilian, and to everyone listening out there in this beautiful city, Vancouver. Please let us know your thoughts on Facebook as Vancouver Medicine Show, Twitter as Van Medicine Show, and throughout our website, www.themedicineshow.ca. Coming up next, in the late night show with DJ Ray. Tune in the next week on The Medicine Show, broadcasting clean energy with live music and laughter. We're going to leave you with Jason.
The T-Pax is push the button. Okay.